I want to kind of piggyback off my latest episode and say this. Now, I've been trying to figure out how to say it in a way that's not mean. I remember in my day when I was younger, how the guys who were not as attractive or who girls didn't really want to date, but you knew they'd be nice. And then as I got older, those men, those boys became men who were bitter because nobody really wanted to date them. And I wasn't around them during that time that women were neglecting them or ignoring them. But I would get the same treatment that those women who rejected them got. And so I look at a lot of things when I'm listening to the different men talk about women. And you can tell some of the men who do like commentaries and stuff on YouTube who are really bitter. Like really bitter and have something going with women, have some issue with women. And my thing is that I kind of feel like those were the men that were rejected and that did not get the play that they wanted. So they, for certain reasons in life, they made certain decisions to like go to college and become a doctor or a lawyer or a successful business owner or something like that. And so those are the things I take into account when I'm listening to men that have really rotten, nasty things to say about women, especially black women, because we've got it hard. Men, black men and black women have it hard. And neither one of us needs to be dogging each other out. If anything, we need to uplift each other. And when you're talking about women, black women in particular, that have weight on their body or that are not taking care of themselves in the way you think that they should, you know, getting these eyebrows out here, this microblading and all this kind of stuff. I really think men need to be careful and be kind to women, to black women. I think that if you want to see black women get thinner and be healthier, I think that you really need to approach this situation much more differently than talking about black women being fat. You know, if you're out here saying you want to help black women do better and all this kind of stuff, you really got to approach the way, you got to approach the situation a different way. Like, for example, if you're a black man and you're out here seeing all your sisters are out here gaining weight, you really need to say to yourself, okay, I have a brain. I'm a smart man. Why don't I get a gym specifically for black women? Why don't I create a food program to where I'm delivering, or I get a delivery service that delivers fresh food to my black women because they work so hard and they have to take care of families on their own. Why don't I create a business where black women can come to a space where they can air out their grievances, talk about what's bothering them, and also have like a beauty, I don't like saying beauty salons because, you know, you can't walk into a place and just automatically be beautiful. I think that women are beautiful as they are. They don't need their hair cut. They don't need hair color. They don't need, you know, fake eyelashes or anything like that. Women are just beautiful as they are. And I want to say, I want to add this too. I was listening to an episode. I was reading something that Paris Jackson put up, and she was out in nature. And she's like, I used filters in these pictures when I was out in nature because when I take regular pictures or something like that, she said she looks like something. She didn't like the way she looked when she was out in nature. So she used filters when she took the pictures that she showed us. And I'm thinking to myself, I said, you know, God made you as you were. He didn't make you with a set of fake eyelashes or the option for microblading, but he created you as you are, and you are beautiful. You're the most beautiful when you're natural, when you put on all that other stuff, it just kind of, I don't know, I used to think it enhanced our beauty, but it just makes us more noticeable to a man's eye, to men who are looking for that. But if you're a man nowadays and you like them women, all that stuff on their face, honey, I would be careful if I were you, if you were a man that exclusively liked women, because there's some shit that's hidden up under that makeup that some people end up dead for, you know, I'm just being real about it. But I really think black people need to come up with better talking points when it comes across bringing out issues that are concerning for the black community. You need to be more constructive. Don't be hurtful and damaging because you're angry about some shit that happened to you a long time ago, and now you have a platform to where you can run your mouth and talk your shit. I really think you need to stop doing that. That needs to stop. And you need to come across in a way that you actually love your sisters. Now, if you want to go on this hate fest and dog women out, then that's on you. So I'm gonna take these next few minutes to talk to women. Black women. Black women. Stop dogging out your black men. Quit talking about them. It's not right and it's not fair. You don't want them talking about you? Stop talking about them. Just as a black man can go and do things for you to help you, you can create businesses for young for black men as well. Get these young black men and teach them etiquette. Teach them how to treat a woman. How do you want to be treated? The prime example you can use for a man who treats women exceptionally well and how every man should treat a woman is Michael Jackson. He is the blueprint for how men should treat women, period. There is no other man on this planet that I have seen in my lifetime that has treated women in the way they deserve to be treated. To be honest with you, I really have not seen it. So, you know, and I'm not really paying attention all that much, but I love Michael. And I love the way that he treated our black women. I love the way that he respected his mother. I love the way that he was always there for her. He's just bottom line, man. Just set him there. And show our young black men how Michael treated women. And shit, you're cranking out a fucking factory of young black men that treat black women with respect. And teaching them how to not fall for the okey-doke when it comes to the manipulative, predatorial black women out here. They'll be able to shield themselves from them. And I have to deal with a woman that fucking uses his kids against him and shit and rakes him through the coals for fucking child support or spousal support or whatever. You know, it's something else out here, man. I tell you, some of you people, some of you women out here, oh, Jesus. I don't know how y'all living and making it with the attitudes y'all got. That shit is weird. But the toxic women and the toxic men, y'all go hand in hand. Y'all go fucking hand in hand. And I turn on some of y'all shit and I listen to it for a couple seconds and it's like, ooh, that's painful. That person is in a lot of fucking pain. Be talking all that dirty shit. If it bothers you that much about black women being fat or about black men not being shit, maybe you need to do something about yourself. Just maybe. It's just a suggestion. You guys take care. Thank you for listening and thank you for supporting me. I think I was nice about that. I think I did a really good job with that because that is it's not been bothering me, but I've just been trying to figure out a way to really say it to where it's constructive. And I think I succeeded. May have added a little bit of VGQ in there, but I think I did pretty good. Cause some of the shit I really wanted to say, Woo! You guys take care. Thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting me.